This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico's President López Obrador is complaining about the media coverage of the Americans who'd been missing in Mexico, accusing the media of sensationalism. Meanwhile, two survivors of the deadly kidnapping in Mexico are back on U.S. soil. They were taken to a hospital in Texas on Tuesday. Two other Americans were killed after the group got caught in a drug cartel shootout last week. Some Republican lawmakers are pushing back against Tucker Carlson's depiction of the deadly U.S. Capitol riot. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Using some 41,000 hours of security footage handed him by the House's top Republican, Carlson's Fox News show did air scenes of hand-to-hand combat, but he sought to depict some of the Capitol invaders not as insurrectionists, but sightseers, a narrative favorable to Donald Trump. The ex-president thanked him for irrefutable evidence that rioters have been wrongly accused. But from Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell,
it was a mistake in my view,
to top deputy John Thune,
it was an attack on the Capitol,
and North Carolina's Tom Tillis, who says Carlson's version is BS.
I was here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says China's top diplomat is wrong when he says Beijing and Washington are headed for conflict unless the U.S. changes course.
We seek a strategic competition with China. We do not seek conflict. And there is nothing about our approach to this most consequential bilateral relationships that should lead anybody to think that we want conflict.
Federal investigators are opening an investigation following that fiery railroad derailment on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border last month and several other accidents involving Norfolk Southern, including the death of a train conductor Tuesday. This is AP News. A black lawmaker from Virginia is making congressional history.
Democrat Jennifer McClellan was holding the receipt of a poll tax her father once had to pay, tucked in the pages of a family Bible when sworn into the U.S. House. She's the first black woman to represent Virginia in Congress. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held a ceremonial swearing-in with McClellan, who was joined by her two children on the chamber floor. Virginia is now the 23rd state to be represented by a black woman, according to a recent Pew Research Center analysis of historical records. McClellan recalled voting struggles of the Jim Crow era. She said her grandfather had to prove he could read and find three white men to vouch for it. Norman Hall, Washington.
A new U.S. Navy submarine will be named after former Secretary of the Navy John H. Dalton. He served from 1993 to 1998. The USS John H. Dalton will be a nuclear-powered attack submarine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.